Welcome to the Nourish, Eat, Repeat podcast, helping people who want to improve their health and change their mindset around food so they can live the life they were designed and called for. I am your host, Adrienne Delgado, and in this podcast, I'll give you step-by-step action plans to reach your health goals, as well as my favorite recipes I know you and your family will enjoy. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Nourish, Eat, Repeat. We have a very special episode for you today, and that is because we have an extra special guest. And it only took me 200 episodes, 202 to be exact, to get this man on the show. You've heard all about him over the past couple years. Some stories are more favorable than others. Some are just an insight into our life, but I could not do what I do without this man. He is my partner in marriage. He is my professional partner at work, and he makes everything better because he's here, and what he brings to my life, what he brings to our clients' lives. And so I said to him, like, it's been 4 years. That's long enough. You need to be on the podcast. So I want to welcome Jim Delgado to the show. Jim, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
I think excited feels a little sarcastic. Is that true, or are you really excited?
It's exciting. It's also stressful.
As he turns his head away from the microphone, like, I don't really want to say more than that. So I wanted to bring him on because, like I said, he brings an interesting perspective. So we are primarily a female practice. We have 8 female dietitians. We have a female massage therapist. Our front desk staff is female. Our billing staff is female. And then there's Jim. And Jim holds it all together. So, Jim, why don't you start off with telling people a little bit about yourself, a little bit personal, a little bit professional, and how you came to be a part of this business.
Okay, well, graduating from Westchester University with a degree in exercise phys is where I started my role in the workforce. It was not with the fitness aspect, but more the rehabilitative, trying to make people better that were not healthy or had chronic injury, trying to get them back to functioning. So I did that for a bunch of years, pushing 20 years. In the middle there somewhere, I also went back to school in the evenings to do massage therapy. So then I added that to my, under my belt, and started doing both of those things for a while. Sometimes before work, sometimes at lunch, sometimes after work, sometimes all three. Kind of whatever it took to get through at the time. At the same time, 5 kids were at home for most of that. So some of it was because I really enjoyed it. Other reasons were, you know, financial. But we did what we had to do to get through that crazy time. Also living in an older farmhouse, all the obligations and things that come up with that. So things were definitely interesting and busy for a long time. So fast forward to where we're at now. I've got away from that position, came full time with our own business, Body Metrics Health. Very excited to do that. Initially was supposed to stop in there and be a temporary shift, but kind of got secured in there and felt the need to stay and thought we could pull it off. So we went for it. And 8 years later, still in that same role. At this point, just doing the role of office manager. So working with all the females, you know, never a bad thing, but has its pluses and minuses for sure. But I really enjoy the challenges of working business-wise with the office and just the relationships we have there with clients, with staff, and just trying to make everything work.
Yeah, I mean, when we first started the business, it was Jim and I, and we had one more dietitian, I think, right, when we first started? Is that right? Erica was with us? In one room. So we rented a room from his friend who owned a plumbing business, and he had one massage room. I had one nutrition room. We didn't even really have a waiting room, right? We had a hallway with a chair in it, and that's how we started, and that was right after we had the girls. So That was, what, 12 years ago or so. And like I said, Jim said, he was working full time for a chiropractor and doing the massage in the morning, at lunch, and after work. And I was working part time and with the kids. And so, you know, I think we were excited to pull this off, but we really didn't know where it was heading. I don't think either of us knew where we'd be at 10, 12 years later. I think we had a goal. We hoped it would be this way, but it's really exciting to see how Bodymetrics has expanded over the years, you know, from to two buildings to different services, and really having you come along and take over the role of overseeing everything. Like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't see clients all week long and do the management side of it. And I think you saw that too, and saw that hole to be plugged in, and kind of came right in there, right? Would you say that's true?
Yeah, initially did both for a little while, but it was hard to be upstairs in a room when there were such important things going on downstairs and not be able to give my full attention to that. So then, I guess it was maybe 2 years ago, pulling out of the massage role, still able to use my exercise phys as we do some roles in the office, but focusing more on the office manager role was better for clients, was better for the rest of the staff, giving them more attention that they need. That's why we made that move.
Do you have a preference, like which you like better, massage or office manager?
Well, no, they both have their purpose, and you're helping people different ways. This enables me to help more people than being confined in a room all about one person. And while I did enjoy that time and the differences I was able to make with people, still have that to fall back on and still talk to a lot of those people. So it had its time, but physically, massages are very tough. Mentally and physically, you take on a lot of that, and doing it for as long as I did and putting everything into it, it definitely took its toll, and I want to be able to eat with my own hands and things like that. So my goal was to get away from that while I still could do those things. And, you know, I love gardening. I love exercising. I want to be able to do that stuff and not have numb hands, and full function was the way I wanted to go.
Well, and let's be clear, because our kids are so active, they have not let you down. I mean, I feel like sometimes it's a rehab center at our house between the boys and all their activities, and the girls too. But I don't think there's a day, or at least 2 or 3 days that go by without one of them needing your expertise. You may not be licensed anymore to do it for other people, but my goodness, you have a ton of work here at home, right?
Yeah, there's not much cruising through, that's for sure. And that's great. And that's kind of why I wanted to be able to do that. I knew that was going to be the case, and they're really active. And just knowing as things come along, you can expect things like that to happen. And it is hard for me. I hear some stories of people going different places and not finding the therapist they want. It's hard for me to resist, not because I know I can help them. But I'm still able with exercise and during the sessions in the office, kind of piece that together and help them best I can.
So let's talk a little bit about the exercise piece. So one of the things that one of your roles in the office is to do body composition screenings. And along with that comes exercise recommendations. So talk a little bit about how your expertise, your knowledge, your schooling impacts your conversations. Well, and I should say, and your rehab experience, because a lot of clients that come into our office, maybe they haven't worked out in a while, or they have bad knees or a bad hip. And how have you been able to take all of that collective knowledge and help people in our office today?
Definitely something I look forward to, kind of bringing it all together for people during the body comps and that time that we have together. Biggest thing, like I talked about before, is listening. You know, when people come in, they say they can't do this or can't do that. You know, if there's a way I can help them, you know, figure things out or just get on a program where they can work towards something, that seems to be the best avenue for me.
So what are some of the common things, or I should say common challenges, that you see in the office when it comes to physical limitations?
Well, in the past, it was instructing patients on being more functional through individualized exercise instruction. Like I said about listening, oftentimes they had limitations, but finding out what they enjoyed and using that knowledge to provide instruction helped them heal quicker and just feel better pain-wise. I always made sure to educate them on reasons behind the exercises, why it mattered, and just encourage them to keep up so they could stay at this higher level. Also, stressing the importance of being proactive so they could stay that way. It seems like this is always a struggle for as people start to get better. They kind of forget what got them there, and they usually end up having the same issues. So just breaking that cycle. I had a chiropractor that I had worked for once tell me, picture a mountain. Most people that have a certain pain level, they'll come to you, and they'll do whatever it takes and whatever you say to do. But as they start getting better, that's when you start to see them drop off. And before they get to the top of the mountain and achieve where they want to go, they'll start slacking off and backsliding and never really get to that point. So that had always stuck with me, and I've used that analogy over and over with people. As they start cutting back on care, whether it's massage or exercise or nutrition, anything. So just for long-lasting success, just to, you know, keep focused and keep with what got you there.
Would you say that's the biggest motivator that you try to convey to people? Like long-lasting health, like longevity, health for aging? Like, is that what you use as a motivator?
I think the biggest thing is just finding what you enjoy doing. Natural exercise seems to be the best thing. I mean, we're all busy when it comes down to it, and just staying after something that reproduces the things you like to do. Like if you like to golf and you like to swing a club, then, you know, get out there and swing a club. In the off season, when you can't golf as much, you know, go to the gym and get more balanced and stretch out and prepare. Off season has a purpose. Downtime has a purpose. So always use that to your benefit. So when the season comes, you'll be firing on all cylinders and you'll get through it better. You won't less likely to be injured, and you can kind of break that cycle.
Do you think the biggest barrier to people exercising, do you think it's physical limitation at this point? Do you think it's time? Like, what do you think? What are some of the reasons you hear on an ongoing basis, and how do you help people walk through that?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Some people, I mean, they're banged up. They got, some people have serious things going on. Other people have been told by a professional that they have this or have that, and instantly they just shut down and don't do anything. There's a lot of other people out there probably giving different advice, but unfortunately they've heard that, and that's kind of what they go with. But by far the number one thing is time. We're all busy, us included. That's something that's never going to change. And a lot of people, you know, we have in the office, definitely the biggest struggle. So finding out what you can do, not waiting till you have all the time in the world, because that really is never going to happen. There's people 40s, 50s, 60s, been waiting for that for a long time, and it's not happening. If anything, they're busier, or maybe at this point they're a little beat up because they didn't do it through the years and they've been waiting for that time. So I just encourage people to get started now. Start with a 10-minute walk. When we do these body comps, we have a calendar we've been doing about 2 years just as an option for people to just go for a walk. Mentally, physically, going to put you in a better place. It's proven that exercise helps you in both those ways. You're going to go for a walk. You're going to come in. You're going to drink water. You're going to feel better about yourself. Your spine's in a better position. We sit so much, we have to get up for your back's sake. But like I said, mentally, physically, you're going to do better. When you can add some exercise, add a few things, and a few things that you enjoy, and a few things that are going to keep you enjoying what you love to do. If you love gardening, you know, gardening is a lot of exercise. I mean, it's you're burning calories out there, but it's you're working your whole body. So there's ways to prepare you for that. But one example would be, you're going to be carrying like a bucket. Usually it's on one side, not the other. Your back over time is going to get built up and beat up. you know, stronger on one side, more on the other. So, you know, work your side, work both sides, kind of get ready for that activity so you can handle it, you don't have issues the next day.
What is your preferred exercise? Like, I have to give you a lot of credit. You're probably more active now than I've seen you in the past couple of years. And I think probably because you always had such a long to-do list that exercise would be, well, if I get my stuff done, then I would exercise. And I'd say, and it just never happened. But I see you being a lot more proactive with exercise right now. Why the shift?
Well, I'm not any less busy for sure. One thing is physically, when you massage, like I said, putting everything you got into what you do work-wise, whether you work a physical job or do what I was doing there for a while, there's honestly not a whole lot left physically. You've done it for a while. Your shoulders are beat up. Your hands are tired. Your back. So it's not something you want to go home and physically lift weights. It's just not going to happen. Things are tight. So at this point, things are definitely healthier. I'm not as inflamed. I have to keep up more because I'm not doing as much during the day. So if I want to stay in shape or be in shape, I need to be more proactive now at this point. But nice thing is my muscles aren't so beat up anymore where I can actually exert, put a little more into my workouts. So I'm definitely enjoying that part of it.
Well, and let's not forget the three boys. I mean, our boys are 18, 17, and 14, and beasts. Yeah, I'd say they're pretty strong. You know, you going out there and playing basketball with them, you going out and being active because they need a fourth person. I mean, I feel like you're highly motivated to be able to keep up with them, yeah?
Yeah, that's part of it. I hear a lot of people come into the office and they haven't done nothing for a long, long time, and they say they're going to, you know, get back to the weights or they're going to start running. Yet they haven't walked in years. And the biggest thing is you have to prepare your body. If you don't want to have a serious injury or pull an Achilles or tear something, a shoulder, you got to prepare muscles for the demand you're going to put on them. Doesn't mean people get all excited and it's awesome. They want to jump right into a workout plan. But honestly, the best way to do it is give yourself 3 to 4 weeks. Nice high reps, just kind of get your muscles prepared and used to being worked, and then slowly, if you still have the motivation, then get more into your program. It's just going to be a healthier thing. Like with kids, to go out and do something crazy, there's a high risk that you're going to pull something, so just being prepared for that. And that's what I try to do. If you haven't done anything explosive, even jumping rope is such an explosive thing, getting off the ground fast as you can, that'll get you ready to play basketball with your kids. But doing things like that proactively is something I would really encourage you to do so you can handle that. And like I said, you can keep doing the things you want with kids, with grandkids, or for any other reason.
Yeah. So one of the things, and I've already alluded to it, and I've talked about it in different podcasts as well, but let's do a little bit more in depth, is let's talk a little bit about body composition screening. So this is a service that we added a year or two ago, longer? These two? I don't know. Time kind of gets blurry. So let's say 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we started offering this service. Can you talk a little bit about it and why we do it and the value that it brings to our clients?
Well, first off, I mean, it's not perfect. You know, it's one measurable tool that gives you some specific personalized data. I will say the InBody does not have default things, male, female, doesn't have all those indicators in there. It is about you. But good things, generally what I tell people, it helps the dietitian be more precise what they recommend. It tells how hydrated you are, how many calories you're burning specifically. That scale number breaks down what's what, so you don't have to be, if you gain a pound, lose a pound, you're going to know where it's coming from. So a true measure of success. Fitness-wise, it will compare your left side to your right side, your upper body to your lower body for balance and symmetry. So if things are off a little bit, again, on your own, you can work on things fitness-wise, exercise-wise, to get that those levels back where they should be.
But why would somebody care? Like, right? So we care because we understand the data, but why would somebody care about symmetry or upper body versus lower body or muscle mass to body fat? Like, what does what does that matter to them?
Well, for instance, working with a chiropractor, you're all about balance and symmetry. Common one is hips being off one side higher than the other. You go into a chiropractor, you lay face down, they bang the table down, drop the hip. Usually it hikes right back up. So the goal there is to get your left and right side more in balance. So our exercise video that we have in our newsletter, monthly newsletter, that talks about working your sides, getting your strength balanced so your hip does not pull up. So it's more of a long-term solution. Also stretching your sides over a ball, another awesome exercise to do on a regular basis. Take shoveling, for example. If you're out shoveling snow, you go one way, it works great, very coordinated, you can go very fast. If you get tired, usually you switch to the other side. You'll notice how uncoordinated, slow, it's just not the same. So that's a balance symmetry thing. So working your sides in the gym, rotation, lateral bending, you know, getting your left and right side more in balance is huge. And if you're going to be a runner, let alone walk or run, you want your hips level. You don't want to be doing all that mileage with hips that are off, because that's where the back pain comes in. Back pain, glute pain, hip pain also causes all kinds of stuff up and down the body, the full chain. So it is very, very important to be balanced. And that's something we can talk about when people do body comps is, sometimes it's very obvious, but there's a certain percentage left to right you can be off. But if it's something crazy, we want to help you out with that if we can.
So really the motivation behind it is function, right? Long-term function, getting people as healthy as they can be so they can do daily living activities for as long as they can. Aging well, is that right?
Yeah, function is the number one thing. Keep people going as long as you can. There's always things to make people better. If you have limitations, there's always ways to modify. There's no reason not to be able to do something. So we can help you out. And that's some of the experience with the exercise that comes in. There's a million working in a chiropractic environment, PT patients. There was always ways to modify people coming off surgery, had serious injuries, auto accidents, work comp cases where they had to build back up slowly. So we could always modify, but there's always something you can do to get that function back or at least maximize it and be best you can be.
So somebody comes in, we do a body comp screen. So they stand on a machine for about 15 seconds. It gives you a printout. It gives us all this data and information. What are some of the ways that people can, how can they take that information and move forward? Like, what is their first step?
Well, sometimes it can be good right off the bat. So you just want to encourage people to, whatever you're doing, keep it up. Sometimes there's a lot of room for improvement, and we'll want to offer some guidance on how to get that better, whether it's from a nutrition standpoint, exercise standpoint, stress standpoint, a lot of different ways to come at it to make the body healthier. So we'll basically do whatever. Our goal is to help people. It's always been to help people, and this is just one tool that makes that conversation piece, but also something to do on a regular basis to compare, and in between sessions, encourage people to try something new if they're not getting the results they want.
What would you say is the biggest, what's the biggest thing that you see on a body comp that trips people up? Like what's one of the hardest things? Or I don't know, maybe I'm not saying this right, but what are some of the things you personally see on a regular basis, and what advice do you give most often?
Well, primarily the biggest thing is when the scale, you know, it's hard to know exactly what's going on body-wise. I'd say primarily females in the practice, when the scale doesn't move, no matter what they're gaining, losing, the scale number is a big thing no matter what. Even if you're gaining lean mass, losing fat mass, gaining what, it doesn't matter. The scale number is what they're looking for sure. So that conversation, although it's not always so simple, depending where they're at age-wise, and those kind of things factor in for sure. Stress levels, cortisol, what that can do. So there's so many different factors, but just always try to be encouraging no matter where they're at and just helping them get through, and also realize when they're going through these times where things may not move, all the stuff they're doing, the exercise, I mean, everyone would agree how important that is. Hydration's important, nutrition's important. So even if that scale number is not moving, which I know is very important, you're doing so many things for your overall health, and maybe this is just a period you're going through, and things will change.
What motivates you, whether it be professionally, personally, or physically in terms of exercise? What are your motivators?
Well, back to the body comps. I mean, I do have people come through. We have people that have not exercised in a long time. We have people that are amazing elite athletes. And when I see someone like that, even when I go to the gym, people doing different things, and that motivates me. I'm always challenged in the office. There's people in there that, you know, they're busier than me, got more going on. They find the time, make the time more consistently than me. So I'm always encouraged by people that come in the office as well. And I try to be that same encouragement to people that are not doing that. So we kind of have a big scale. So that is definitely something I am always encouraged by.
I would agree. I would say that my biggest motivation are the people that walk in that door. You know, they've got, we hear all sorts of stories, and some happier than others, and yet people still are putting forth their best effort. They're showing up. Even when, you know, things aren't going well nutrition-wise, they're still showing up for their appointments, right? They're still showing up and voting for themselves. And I just, I'm constantly amazed and inspired and motivated by our clients every day. I think we get to work with some of the most amazing clientele, and I'm very thankful for the work we get to do and the role we get to play in people's lives. And I think you feel the same, right?
Yeah, definitely. We wouldn't be there every day as much as we are if we didn't enjoy what we do. Always trying to, even on weekends, getting ready for the next week, recovering from one week, getting ready for the next, trying to make it the best experience we can for everyone, staff-wise, but also clients-wise. We want to leave nothing, no stone overturned, like I they'd say. If there's something we can do or in a way we can help, we definitely want to do that.
Do you have any last words of wisdom that you'd like to share? Just either about something motivating for you or how you motivate others or just anything like that?
Well, two things that I think are really important. And a big word is self-care. I know doing massage for a while, how important it is. And, you know, if you've been doing massage for years, I always say, and you're not feeling any different, then go somewhere else. And, you know, there is people out there that can make a difference. And that's why I always said, you know, you're getting a good appointment. You should walk out that door different than you walked in, and you should wake up the next day feeling good as well. So that's one thing I'd say. We all work really hard. We've walked a lot of miles. We've gone up a lot of steps. We've done a lot of projects, weekend projects, and completed a lot of tasks. So everyone deserves and should be doing something to recoup a little bit, especially if you want to keep challenging your body like that for a long time. So don't think self-care is necessary, whatever that means to you. A massage is great. Yoga, stretching, even fitness-wise, you don't got to beat the crap out of your muscles. You know, just work them. Work them for function. Work them for blood flow. Lengthen muscles. They're made to be lengthened. They're not supposed to be short and tight and prone to tearing and strain. So, you know, start with a simple exercise program. Go for a walk. Don't wait till you have an hour of time, because that hour may never come. Also, be proactive. The second thing I'd say is just don't hold off. Don't wait till you have issues. Hardest thing is when you feel good. You know, when you feel decent, you tend not to do anything because you have other things to do. And we all do. But just stay after. Try to be consistent. Same thing with that exercise calendar on the back. We have a blank calendar. And the purpose is to see what you do in a month. If you think you do a lot, you know, you write it down on there. You'd be amazed at the end of the month. You may have 6 days where you actually did something for yourself. So looking back at a month in review, it's just a great way, kind of a log where you can see what you did. So I'd say those are the two biggest things. Self-care, do something for yourself. Reward your muscles for all that hard work they've done. Be proactive. And That's the two things I would, pieces of advice I would give.
Awesome. So we always end every episode with a recipe, one that maybe you fall back on. Maybe it's a breakfast idea, a lunch idea, a snack idea. What recipe would you like to share with the world?
Well, I don't do a lot of cooking myself, I will admit. Usually I'm trying to, again, get all those things done. So when it's dinner duty for me, I try to throw everything in a blender, vegetable-wise. It's just easier for me. But it's also, I think, really good. Our kids all love it. So the thing I would say, if you've ever been to Java Brewing in Limerick, our friends there, they have a smoothie called the Green Giant, which you can make as well, but you can always try it there if you prefer. It's made a little differently. But the one I make at home is kind of similar. Using a Vitamix, our kids will pound a whole Vitamix and want more. We've taken this to schools. They love it. It's bright green, primarily spinach, banana. So basically what I can walk you through it. A handful of spinach, a banana, a lemon wedge, rind and all, clean it first, or some lemon juice, whatever you prefer. Before you start, you want to put a little bit of water, a little bit of ice, load all your ingredients in there. So again, water, spinach, one banana, lemon wedge, and about 3 tablespoons of pineapple. And then, like I said, you can top it off. If you like mint, throw a mint leaf in there, mix it up, bright green, great drink for middle of the afternoon if you're out working outside. But also those good things for your body as well. So that's usually our vegetable if I'm on dinner duty.
And he's not lying. That is true. Like, I'll come home, like, did you make a vegetable? He's like, we had a smoothie. And that's about it. I guess I would say at the end of any episode that I have a guest on, where can we learn more about you and where can we find you? Just go to Body Metrics and find you there working inside, outside.
Yeah, if anybody has any specific questions, you can always email me, call the office. They'll get you in touch with me. Love to help you out if I can, at least get you in the right direction. If you're in the office, definitely look forward to seeing you there. And if you haven't been in the office, I would encourage you to come in. We definitely would love to work with you.
Tell them how to find us.
Online, go to bodymetricshealth.com. There you'll find a lot of good information about all our staff, our services, everything that we do on there, profiles of each. You can also schedule online. Phone number directly is 610-454-7332. It's the same phone number for both locations. And we'd love to be able to expand our services in the future. We're actively searching for a place where we can be more of a complete facility. So if anyone out there has a space that you'd love to run out to us or something, keep your eyes open for us. We'd appreciate it. We'd love to really be able to bring full service to what we do now, but also add some other exercise activity-related function to the area.
All right. Awesome. You did really good, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. That's our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening and for joining us. And hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Nourish Eat Repeat podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please rate, review, and share with others so we can reach and help more people. For more information about nutrition, how to work with a dietitian, or about any of our programs, visit our website at bodymetricshealth.com. You can also find us on socials. We're on Instagram and Facebook at bodymetricshealth. The book Nourish, Eat, Repeat is available on our website and Amazon in both paperback and ebook versions. Once again, I'm Adrienne Delgado, and I'll see you next week.